Ooh. I was only wearing it because it's like the Moogle outfit. Let me see if I can find someone.
Glad I remembered we're recording right now.
Oh.
I said poofy ass jacket and I almost immediately went into calling you the Epsler.
I mean, I
no, like, of course, that's fine. We're recording right now, though.
Oh, so I can't say that's dang.
Come on!
You gotta have to beat that one now.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Digiverse Divecast, the only Digimon podcast where the fourth host is a third wheel. How you doing, Leon?
I still need to figure out if I'm the third. I'm on the third wheel or the fourth wheel, because there's three of you and one of me. That means, because usually if you're a third, listen, get in the comments.
You don't want to see the blueprints for this vehicle.
It's truly terrible. Like, it functions perfectly fine with three wheels, but you add that fourth and everything gets fucked up. It's really bizarre. But yeah, go down in the comments and. Whether or not Leon is a
Tell
third
me if
wheel
I'm
or
the third wheel or the fourth wheel.
Was this your plan to like is this your plan to announce to people that were poly? Like what the
I didn't think we would be that explicit about it. I thought I would just say this and we'd let them figure it out.
You had like no because like that confuses me though because you had like proposed like opening bits to me about that were more explicit than this one.
Yeah, but that's when Angel was still around, and it would have been really funny to drop the news on him in that way, without telling it beforehand. Unfortunately, he's no longer around, so we can't, you know, do
they
that to him.
They got him. They got him.
Oh, right. Also, I should mention Momo and Bridget are in the same room right now, which is why you can hear Momo, even though his icon's muted.
They've actually, fused, Chimera style.
You're a Digimon. Stop speaking through my mouth. I'm projecting my mind. Agumon. He's looking at you.
You're possessing her?
Oh.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
It's like two drivers.
Yeah. Exactly. Two drivers, one car. It's like how
the
they do.
The cat girl? Or
like three wheels? Yeah, sure. Two drivers, one car with three wheels.
Either that or it's the Digimon. I'm controlling the Digimon and he's controlling, you know, like Ratatouille.
Oh, okay, that makes more sense. I get it. Wait, Leon, what did you say?
Two drivers, three wheels, and a fourth wheel that doesn't work? Or
can that be the podcast title where you just add Dagya to the end of it?
Two drivers, three wheels in a car that doesn't work. What?
Oh, and a fourth that doesn't work.
ASMR, Armadimon explains polyamory to you.
Dagya.
This is just. Has anyone here seen that fucking meme where it's like you draw him on doing something? There's him explaining how to do taxes to I, but she is nine.
I love that fucking image. So good.
Third wheel origin.
What? Oh my god.
The origin of the third wheel can be traced back to the later part of the 19th century, referring to a horse's carriage cumbersome third or fifth wheel, which lacks function and stability. So what I'm reading is the fourth wheel is in fact necessary. So you have to get someone else in the group before.
Used to be Angel, but
no, Leon, because that the fourth wheel's necessary. So there couldn't be four people who.
No,
were
that's
involved.
What, no. I'm saying you guys need to add a fourth person into the polycule.
No, that's not happening. That is explicitly not happening.
So that I can be the cumbersome third or fifth wheel, because I can't be a third wheel because you guys already have three wheels.
Okay, fine. It's two wheels and one of us is the horse, I guess. Like,
okay, but who's the horse?
Lot. Lot came later. Right?
Sorry.
I don't think this.
The two wheels are probably wheels. We're there before, and then you hook up.
I feel like we're reaching total meltdown here. Is really the thing?
The analogy has completely fallen apart.
Much anyway, like the carriage that we're building.
I like fire trucks and monster trucks.
Anyway, hi, I
I finally got some time off work. They were fucking flooding me with hours. Pain in the ass. Fucking tired, but I have a week off, but now I'm staying at Bridget's place.
Yay!
Yay.
I am Bridget.
I'm incredibly jealous of both of you. So yeah, Momo's audio will be a little fucky, but deal with it.
Please.
It'd be fine if he could stop himself from pacing around, but you know.
No.
Okay.
If I have something important to say, I will get close.
All right, so we're going to get straight into the movie. Right, we're talking about Hurricane Touchdown today. Some people, I think, were a little confused thinking we would move into the next set of episodes because we did the April Fool's bit where we talked about Summer Wars instead. And we also...
By the way, watch the episode. It's good, and it got a little underwatched.
So yeah, yeah, yeah. Not many people watched it. Go watch that episode. It's good. We just talk about the movie at length, like, normally. It's a good-ass movie.
It's a Digimon movie.
Yeah. So today we watch Hurricane Touchdown, because it canonically takes place between episodes 21 and 22 of the actual series. Well, canonically in, like, loose quotes here. It doesn't neatly fit in, but, like...
It kind of mostly, like, because, like, it's weird because Regimon's there, the other two armors are in, but also, what the fuck, during the Digimon Emperor shit? But this hasn't even taken place.
Yeah.
It's like...
Magnemon is introduced, and then...
But, like, also, like, it's not like Daisuke in episode 21 knew about Magnemon. He reacted to that like it was an entirely new thing, but he also kind of reacts like this like it's an entirely new thing. So yeah. It's like, just fucking stick it between the arcs, fuck it.
It's like, it doesn't really matter that much.
Yeah.
It's got its own bubble.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Figured we would, you know, talk about it now because it's the most appropriate time to talk about it rather than waiting until the end.
Yeah.
I think there's a really funny part near the end to bring it up.
Okay. So, the movie starts off with a big open field of flowers and a little blonde boy going, ha ha, yay,
little American boy.
Come on.
Speaking,
you just keep saying, come on.
I legitimately thought I accidentally had the dub track on because he's actually just speaking English because he's from America.
It's like, all right, he is American.
Yeah, he's just American.
Well, the thing is, like, you hear him at first and you're like, oh, they got like an actual like American kid to voice this guy. But then he speaks later and you go, maybe not.
No.
Yeah, no.
No, definitely not.
Yeah, he.
They taught this kid to say a couple decent words in English and then that's it.
Yep. Yeah, we got with little blonde boy skipping his way through the South Dakotan fields, and he's got his two little partners, Gummimon and Chocomon.
Sorry for him, but he lives in South Dakota, by the way.
Yeah, very unfortunate. At least the area he lives in is pretty.
I don't even know if South Dakota is that bad a place to live in. I just kind of assume.
I don't know either. I've never heard of a single person who said they're from South Dakota, so I assume it's just miserable.
Yeah.
So while he is happily, I'm not kidding, he's actually going like, yay, wee, and like making those kinds of, like, he's literally doing that.
And then the nefarious wind.
Yeah.
the
nefarious wind.
The actual, like, villain of this movie really is just some weird nefarious dark wind thingy.
Well, I mean, technically it manifests itself as dark globules of energy that corrupts Digimon, which, you know, this is GRB. We're doing GRB.
It's Ghoulas. It's Ghoulas.
Yeah. He's always been there, baby. Anyway,
I have to assume at some point this was going to end up being part of the Dark Ocean shit before they just gave up on that.
Yeah, almost certainly.
It has, like, a very similar vibe.
Yeah, I imagine maybe at some point, like, because this move, because that...
Especially because Hikari just kind of immediately senses something off.
Yeah, and it's, like, there were, like, a million different fucking plans going on throughout Zero Two, so I wouldn't be shocked if at some point during production there was going to be a thing where, like, the Dark Arts were going to be more prevalent and some character would mention, oh, that's what happened back in America!
Yeah. So... Yeah, Chocomon, like, just disappears. The nefarious wind shows up, and Chocomon is just gone. No explanation given, it is just gone. Completely disappeared. At this point, we cut to the actual title sequence, so we're doing good old-fashioned Target, and the Daisuke, Miyako, and Iori are just at a beach hanging out, having
They're
fun.
They're just chilling.
They're using Upamon as a fucking volleyball.
Evilest shit I've ever seen.
There's this really funny bit about this where, in the first shot, like the far away shot that cast, where they're playing volleyball with Upamon, they had, like, Vemon is there, but then they cut to the next scene and it's fucking Demi Vemon.
He got all tuckered out. all tuckered out.
I think you just keep saying it because you want to say the phrase tuckered out.
Daisuke spiked Upamon too hard and it hit Vemon so hard he fucking de-digit back into Chibimon.
There's a lot of Chibimon in this film.
Hey, there's a bit later in the movie where that basically happened.
Yeah. Vemon gets knocked into Chibimon quite often.
I really appreciate how much Chibimon content there was in this movie.
There's the shot of them like just looking a little crab.
Like, I think he's Chibimon more than he is Vemon in this movie.
Probably. Like, the whole first 40 minutes is...
It's really funny, because, like, I guess, like, a bit of a spoiler. You don't see Hawkmon or Armadimon until, like, almost the end of the movie. So far, I was like, it just not, like, have designs for Hawkmon and Armadimon.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I mean, it's mostly because Miyako and Iori, like, kind of fall out of the movie for half an hour.
All the Zero Two characters kind of fall out of the movie,
whenever they're around, you see, like, Hawkmon, because also, I think, like, near the end, there's, like, a shot where they're, like, running around, where they're, like, I think, like, you know, where they're about to digivolve.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you see Miyako and Iori running, but you just don't see Hawkmon or Armadimon.
Oh, yeah. That's weird. Yeah, we're just right. Anyone who's not Daisuke falls out. Well, Takeru and Hikari already fall out of the movie for the entirety of it, basically. But we'll get to that. So we also get little snippets of the OG Digidestined just going about their daily lives.
Just doing their thing. And then I think it cuts, and it ends with, it was Takeru and Hikari with Mimi, right?
Yeah, they're visiting Mimi in America.
Also, just I know we're probably going to probably say this a bunch, but good lord, this movie is gorgeous.
Oh,
it's like
my.
Some of the smoothest anime. Everything is like so detailed, but it's like all the animation is like smooth.
This movie has money in it. Like everything in this movie looks immaculate. It's kind of insane.
There's also like I love the very like the very ground like mix of like ground and realistic like. And fantastical, but like Hosoda does for his direction. Hang on, I need to find the director's movie. They just kind of were like, I just kind of want to do whatever, dude. I'm just gonna do a bunch of weird shit, dude.
Yeah.
Like, there's just a bunch of like weird experimental like shots or like background thing, like sometimes like just the entire art style, the background changes, and it just kind of felt like doing that.
Yeah. They just there's a very specific sequence, like 20 minutes or so into the movie. It's probably even earlier than that, where I was just like, holy shit, this movie is cool. But yeah, so while you're looking that up, Takeru and Hikari are hanging out in New York fucking city.
Forget about it.
It looks like shit. It's one of the shittier parts of New York City.
Someone on that fucking team was like, yeah, New York looks like a shithole. Make it look miserable.
Yeah, it was like a really shitty part of New York. Definitely not like the main city. We're talking like the very much like outskirts. You know, rusted fences, boarded up windows, nothing but brick buildings, that kind of shit.
Okay, I found the guy. His name is Shigeyasu Yamauchi. That just worked on it, like, mostly just kind of, to this day, just kind of works on, like, you know, like, episode director or storyboard on a storyboard on a bunch of random shit.
Was a director on, like, 90% of the movie.
Yeah, so he was a director on the fourth Dragon Ball movie, Path to Power, which is a really nice looking movie. The first two Broly movies, and
which are also
Fusion
really
Reborn.
Which are all really good looking movies.
Yeah, no, they're all, like, really well...
You see, like,
Cherubimon at the end. It's like, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. The final sequence of the movie is very Fusion. Yeah, that makes sense. Sorry, that was.
Yeah, no. That one then. Good info. I actually did not know this director worked on Fusion Reborn. That that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, that really lines up.
But yeah, so Takeru's being a fucking dickhead where he actually, because they're sending a bunch of photos to Daisuke, and one of them is specifically Hikari and Takeru like standing together looking like a couple, and Takeru's like, he's gonna be so pissed.
I don't
know if Takeru deserves to date Ribbon Fruit at least once.
It's so fucking funny. And then all of a sudden, Hikari kind of goes, so this movie like is definitely playing up the aspects of Hikari that I think they should have played up more, where she's just really weird and has some kind of connection to some unseen entity.
I don't know if that's right, or like fucking like what do they call like being a new, what do people, some people call being a new type, super empathy?
Yeah,
like she's got like super empathy for Digimon.
Like the way that she just, like, she kind of, like, randomly brings up, there's a Digimon that's crying, or Taichi's called, like, she just says it.
Like, that type of, that bit of Family Guy where Peter's just, who the hell starts a conversation?
Like, yeah, I was literally about to say, it's like, she's like, I can hear Taichi's voice, and Takeru's just standing there like, who the fuck starts a conversation like that? I just sat down.
It's like, it's a really interesting thing they were trying to do with her, but then completely drop it due to the fact that the Dark Ocean got dropped. The vibe of this movie is what if episode 13 was good?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is great. Like, I fucking love this movie, specifically because it's like, it's got that really weird and off-putting vibe basically the whole time. It's awesome.
I think what helps out a lot is like, the music is like really low key and almost like relaxing in a way.
It's like a lot of very calm country music or jazz. I guess, you know, just playing up, it's like mostly takes place in America, but like it's so off putting.
There are in fact a couple of tracks in this movie I would consider bordering on elevator music.
Yes. There's multiple scenes where there is no music. It's just total fucking silence, which is really, really good. And the more intense music sounds like insane people music. So
I think the soundtrack does like so much to help capture the vibe. Along with just, again, shots in this movie just go for like completely different styles sometimes.
Oh yeah.
Pretty neat.
Very, very cool movie visually. Insane. Anyway, Mimi just fucking disappears. Her Digivice starts like flashing red.
The wind gets her.
The ominous wind. comes out of it, and then she's just gone. She's gone. They got her.
What do you mean? What do you mean they got her?
Shame too. She was my favorite character.
Wallace just like, damn, it's a shame.
I put that exact joke in my notes.
What, they got her?
Yeah. They got her.
God. Yeah, so Hikari and Takeru and Mina start freaking out, and they start, like, running around the city. This is also when we cut to Wallace, as his name apparently is, because, you know.
That's weird. My notes say Willis? Must have just written that one wrong. Just mistyped that one.
Yeah, no, weird. His name is Wallace.
Yeah, his name's Wallace. Who the fuck is Willis?
I don't know.
Yeah, never heard of him.
Yeah, he's in an alley staring down this big fucking creature.
Wendigomon is so fucking cool. Important note for this movie, we're going to be referring to them by their canonical names throughout. They do not call them anything except Chocomon and Gummimon throughout the entire movie because they didn't have names yet.
Yeah, no, I don't think until, maybe they did like have in the design notes, but like they're always just referred to by their baby names.
I think that's just because, you know, he's not like, Wallace is not a like traditional Digidestined. Yeah. And like doesn't, he literally doesn't have Izzy, like Koshiro's computer like spewing information at him.
Like,
so
when a Digimon Digivolves, they know their name. Their new name.
Terramon should know his own name.
Yeah, he just calls himself Gummimon.
Maybe, I mean, we all know Terramon works in fucked up little mysterious ways.
That's
so, you know.
So true.
He kind of just does, He's much like an actual dog. He just kind of does things arbitrarily.
He's not quite the trickster tamer's terrier money is, but he's got a bit. He likes to have fun.
He's definitely like mischievous.
He's
if
whimsical.
I were to describe him,
very
yeah.
whimsical. But yeah, so just throughout the entire movie, they're referred to as Chocomon and Gummimon. We're not going to be doing that because that's fucking confusing.
Yeah.
So yeah, just he is basically confronting Wendigomon, and Wendigomon is very... What's the right word to use here? Just, like, off? He's not really reacting to anything. Wallace
like he's
attempting...
just got this like he's got like this blank stare and he's constantly smiling.
Mm-hmm. Like and Wallace
then, and then just like that he'll and then some yeah. Like what it's like look Wallace.
Mm.
I will actually say, like, I remember watching the Japanese cuts of these movies as a kid, obviously. These never got brought over into English, don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. I actually remember Wendy like even more so than, like, any of the stuff in, like, any of the, like, the Aboramon guys in our war game, I remember Wendigomon just creeping me the fuck out as a kid.
Oh, yeah. They do a very good job of selling Wendigomon as just, like, something that's not good. Just, like,
it's
very
he's
otherworldly.
He's also just got, like, this, he's also just portrayed as having, like, this really, like, unstable temperament. Like, sometimes he'll be, like, very, like, timid and be like, oh, like, boy, shit, that is Wallace. And then he'll just suddenly, like, fucking go off and start thrashing about.
Mm-hmm. So, Terrormon is on site and just starts attacking Wendigomon.
Yeah, Terrormon has no fucking chill in that regard. He's like,
yeah.
He's literally like, I think we're gonna have to kill this guy, Wallace.
Yeah, and damn. And Wendigomon is just, like, tossing him around, and there's this really good, like, shot where he gets, like, launches him back into another alleyway, and Wendigomon is like sliding down by like grabbing onto the sides of buildings and is tearing all the out.
Yeah, just like again, this movie is fucking gorgeous.
You can kind of tell that the director for this movie worked on Dragon Ball movies because the fight choreography is like. Like, I don't think our war game had fight choreography.
You were just
going to
fully animate a Piccolo fight, because when a couple of times Wendigomon has, like, stretchy arms.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, the fights are very, like, Dragon Ball-esque, where, you know, it's very quick and snappy, instead of being, like, God, I remember, I think it was, like, the combat director over at Capcom for, like, Devil May Cry, like, the way he does things is, like, you have the big wind-up, and then you have very few frames for the actual attack itself, and then you show the result of it. And that's, like, the best way to get across a very fast, like, movement kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that is exactly, like, the kind of philosophy this movie specifically does. Especially when you get to the later parts with, like, Antilamon and Cherubimon. Lots of, like, big sweeping movements, and then two frames, and the result has happened, and they're, like, flying off and shit. Really good stuff. Yeah, so that all shit happened. Just like, eventually, Hikari and Takeru stumble upon Wallace and Terrormon in front of Wendigomon, and they start, like, calling out to him. Wendigomon just kind of evaporates?
He disappears into the ominous wind.
Yeah.
He says bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Wallace is immediately
wind.
Yeah. Wallace is immediately just like, uh-oh. And, like, the second he sees other people, he, like, starts running. So, Patamon decides to chase him down. They find out that Wallace is heading toward a place called Summer Memory, because he is having a phone call with his mother.
Harry Ron repeatedly is like, call your mom. Just call your mom.
Call your goddamn mom, Wallace. Please call your mom. She misses you.
I should call my mom, hold on. I'm just gonna WhatsApp her, but anyway, go on.
So, you know, they decide to all follow him to Summer Memory because Hikari's acting really fucking weird, and they feel like they should follow up on that. And also, you know, all the original digitizens that have fucking disappeared, and it probably has something to do with this guy. So the rest of the kids who are still in Japan decide to catch a flight, head on over to New York.
Yeah, they kind of, for a couple of fucking, like, elementary schoolers, they get a fucking flight real fucking easy to America.
Mm-hmm. I think they,
They like, off-mentioned, I think they also offhandedly mentioned that Miyako might have been the one to fix that one up for them.
Or something got them a flight to, what was it, Denver?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is nowhere near South Dakota, by the way. Nowhere near South Dakota. Colorado and fucking South Dakota are, like, across the country from each other.
What?
Well, it's closer than Japan and South Dakota, so it's a fucking start.
True. They also mentioned they're getting, like, they wanted to get a flight from Denver over to South Dakota via, like, a little shit plane, I think. But that winds up, like, not panning out, or that's how they got,
it stops them off, like, was it 500 miles from the South Dakota?
Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, we're getting closer, let's hitchhike.
Yeah. Instead, it's like to hitchhike, and Iori is holding up a sign that says, with monster. Which is, I don't know why it works, but someone picks them up, and it's this this fucking American guy who's like, great monster, great, Japanese cars are really great.
He's like, I am a stupid big American, I love bad game RuneScape.
And then he proceeds to drive like your average Floridian driver.
He literally says the line, made in Japan, by the way. Like,
it is phenomenal. God. So, they're well on their way. I think Hikari and Takaru have boarded the train at some point.
But
at this point, we cut back to Wallace and Terramon, who are walking. They hopped on like a boxcar, and they were just kind of, you know, they have a little moment where Terramon had been, you know, talking to Wallace about like we have to fight him, like you can't, like it's not actually Chocomon, like it's not, like we gotta take care of it. And then Wallace decides to get off the train about halfway to Summer Memory because he wanted to call his mom again. So they're just walking the rest of the way.
Mama's
and Terramon's just like, it's hot.
Also, while they're walking there, they're on this like really weird but really gorgeous looking like painterly background.
Yes.
They are not mixing into that background like at all. But goddamn, it's a beautiful background.
Yeah, it's very much a matte painting with some animation cells on top of it. It's great.
All of the backgrounds in this movie are really good. Oh, so good.
At some point, there's a Shell sign, like just literally a fucking Shell gas station sign behind them, which I thought was really funny.
Oh, they were very funny. There were multiple ads for KLM, which is a flight.
Mm-hmm.
I was like kind of confused by KLM because I associated more as like a European airline than I do an American one, but whatever.
Yeah, we don't really use KLM for inter-US travel. It's only for international flights.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know what that's doing. Maybe it was like a thing in Japan. I don't know.
Maybe they went to America, presumably to like, you know, take like do some like field work to like, you know.
Mm.
Get accurate shots and stuff for this movie. They were like, well, we flew in KLM, so clearly everyone in America uses KLM, right?
Terramon decides that he's going to be a hat. It's actually the image that's on screen right now. Gets up on Wallace's head and spreads out his wings to shade him a little bit.
He's like, Terramon, you're heavy.
I like how Terramon is like very kind of mischievous and like, like almost a little bratty in this movie, but like he fucking cares about Wallace more than Wallace cares about himself.
Priority is Wallace. Everything comes second to Wallace.
Yep. It is more and more apparent as the movie goes on that the only thing Terramon cares about is Wallace's safety. So at this point, we get Hikari and Takaru on the train. And the sequence that happens on this train, I think, is the coolest sequence visually in this entire movie. It is so fucking sick looking. While they're on there, the nefarious wind shows up, And everyone but them disappears from the train, and it comes to a hard stop. And then it fucking, I don't even really know how to describe it.
It turns red.
Yeah, like, all the windows go, like, pink and red, and Wendigo-mon, like, the windows are still going past them as if the train is moving, but they're, you know, standing still. And, like, Wendigo-mon's face is just outside the window they're looking at. And then eventually it just all kind of stops, and then freak out and notice that no one is in the train anymore, and they gotta go the rest of the way on foot.
It's one of those moments where, like he suddenly just switches to, like, looking super angry as well,
yeah.
Isn't it?
It's like he just randomly gets very, very upset and starts attacking.
Like whenever he gets, like, really, like, angry, his face, like, that's what extra, like, what makes Bundy so funny. Like, his face gets so, like, distorted and warped when he gets angry.
He gets, like, a bunch of, like, wrinkles and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They're
very, like, snarling dog style.
I think that's, Yamauchi. I think what he, prioritized, like, because in a lot of hosted us, like, both Digimon and other movies, the faces stay, like, fairly simple. They never get, like, too detailed. Yamauchi clearly loves, like, big, detailed shots of like, characters' faces and stuff.
Oh, yeah. There's, like, yeah, we mentioned it pre-recording, but there are so many, like, close-ups that are extremely detailed in this movie. Like, big, bright, detailed eyes, very detailed, defined lips.
When you get to, like, Chirobimon, half the shots of Chirobimon are just close-ups of his fucking face, like...
Yeah. Oh, boy. And there's, like, there's details in, like... The individual, like, squish on its mouth, because it's got, like, the stitching on it. Like, the individual stitches, like, squishing down the skin on his face. Like, they went above and beyond for this shit. Every frame a painting.
Basically.
So, yeah, Wendigo-mon kills the entire train. They're all presumably just fucking dead. Because they're not digidestined, so who fucking knows what happened to them.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, throughout the movie, we occasionally see the original Digidestined in the weird dimension.
Avoid.
Yeah. And over the course of the, like, I don't remember when exactly these cutbacks happen, so, but, like, over the course of the movie, they're getting younger and younger while in this void, which is very important.
The first shot of this is this them in the old adventure designs, which is, like, That's neat. Yeah. Like, really cool and off-putting. I like it.
Weird to see, like, these designs with this level of detail.
Yeah, I don't like it. It's weird. Freaks me out.
So the regular, the good old-fashioned, the O2 kids that aren't Takato and Hikari have gotten lost. Because, of course, they did.
Yep.
And by chance, they see Wallace hitchhiking on, like, a semi-truck. And so...
No, they don't even see him.
They literally hitch... Just, like, this is such, like...
Daisuke's just whining about the fact he hasn't seen Hikari yet, so he screams and accidentally flags down the truck.
And the truck just happens to have Wallace in it. It is a fucking, like, universe... First tier fucking coincidence. Like, holy shit, how does that happen?
Digidestined are drawn together.
You know how many cars there are in the US? It's a lot of cars, like...
On a South Dakotan highway? Probably not that many, actually.
Really?
If they're going to the same place, yeah.
But it's really funny, Daisuke, like, they all walk in, they see Wallace, and, like, hey man, what's going on? Where you going? And then Chibimon shows, like, squares up, like, walks up Terriermon and is, like, just sniffing him. Then Daisuke goes, like, sorry, my cat's a bit weird.
Yeah.
And then first of all, what fucking, who do you think you're fucking fooling? That? What fucking cat looks like that? Come on.
This is my blue cat with horns.
But my blue-white cat with horns and big fucking round eyes. And but then Chibimon's like, no, Daisuke, it's on.
He's a Digimon.
Which, actually, fair enough. Terriermon is much more convincingly a dog than fucking Chibimon is a cat, so sure.
This is my pet dragon.
I mean, I think you can convince a kid of Wallace's age that you have, like, dragons are real and you have a pet dragon.
Yeah, probably. after the truck presumably like is going a different direction, so they all get off. They're all immediately friends. All the Digimon are having a good time playing together. It's very, very cute. And Wallace immediately starts flirting with Miyako.
Yeah. I like that all the Digimon are particularly like, we're gonna have fun with those fucking ears Terrymon's got.
Yeah.
I liked it also, it's not even like specifically because he's got like a thing from Miyako, but Daisuke just gets really pissed off when Wallace starts flirting with the girls.
Mm-hmm. He's like, you can't be doing that, man.
Don't call them bitches, bro.
I mentioned this to Bridget while we were watching the movie. I'm starting to think someone in the 02 team just thinks that that's like a thing foreigners do. Like Americans just hit on every girl they see.
Because this is not the first American Miyako has been hit on by.
That's right. What the fuck was that first name? Michael?
Yeah, this is not the first blonde American that Miyako has been hit on by, actually.
Those damn blonde Americans.
Split smile.
Yeah, that was what I was saying. Two of them are in this fucking call right now.
They be out here stealing our, well, one of you here has actually been doing that, so fucking, you know.
And then the other one's a wheel.
An undefined how's that wheel?
How's that life between you, Leon?
It's I'm coming around to it.
Happy for you.
Coming around to it!
Because the wheel's around.
We got to get to a playmate on this podcast.
Fucking putting on Cocomelon during the podcast, Leon!
I will kill you if you put on Cocomelon. One of the teachers at my work fucking plays it nonstop and it drives me insane, okay? You play it, I'll kill you.
The Cocomelon equivalent.
Yeah, what is Leon's Cocomelon equivalent? Just Trigon Stampede and repeat? Like,
probably.
No! At work, it's putting on a chill Zelda playlist.
Anyway, we're getting very distracted. I forget what prompts it, but Terrymon says something that he wasn't supposed to say, and then sticks his tongue out, which is one of the screen caps I have because it's very adorable. Wallace is a fucking mama's boy.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's like, oh, you gotta call your mom. It's like, Terrymon, stop that. And like people, and like Daisuke and the others keep trying to ask him, like, you know, what's your deal? Where are you going? And he just won't tell them.
Yeah, he's being very like secretive about his entire deal, basically.
And but Terrymon clearly wants to tell them, and he won't let them.
Mm-hmm. So I believe. I think at this point is when they get the pickup truck to hitchhike. And because Daisuke's a little shithead, he fucking
Daisuke
likes...
and Wallace waste too much time just chatting with each other, and then the truck just takes off without them. And Miyako's just like, "See you in Dakota,
bye bye."
Thinks you should never tell another human being. By the way, see you in Dakota.
So yeah, those two get left behind, and they decide to just start hoofing it.
Like, well, fuck, we don't got any other options.
Mm-hmm.
Just walk.
At some point, I wrote down Wallace racism moments. At some point, he just says, like, are all Japanese people like this? And I forget what comment from Daisuke prompts him to say this. Oh, God. I forget what
it was.
Exactly.
I thought it was, like, Daisuke, like, stumbling into something, and, or, like, and he says, like, are all Japanese people this sturdy or some bullshit like
that? Yeah, it's like, because, yeah, the Terrymon and Veemon are playing around by having, like, Veemon's holding on to Terrymon's legs and they're flying around. And Daisuke begins chasing them, and all three of them proceed to slam directly into a fucking billboard.
Which also causes causes Veemon to turn back to Chibi-mon. Yeah, no, he just kind of tanks it, and he's trying... Daisuke's trying to hide how much he paid he actually is. It's the Wallace is just like, damn, Japanese people are sturdy.
Yeah, his fucking nose is bleeding.
Then the nefarious wind.
Yeah, the nefarious wind appears, and yet again, Wendigomon has arrived. Daisuke immediately is just like, no, 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 we're not dealing with this, and goes into Flame Drummon. It's just like, we're fighting now. When we get another fucking gorgeously animated fight sequence. Jesus Christ.
So, Flame Drummon does some really cool shit, and like, he's like flipping all over the place. There's like this part where he goes in for like a big fire punch,
mm-hmm.
and like, it zooms right in on his eye, and it's like so detailed.
It's, oh my god, it's so... God, this movie looks so fucking pretty. I forgot about this detail because the last time I saw this movie was Digimon the movie. Wendigomon talks, and he's actually fairly talkative in the Japanese dub.
Yep.
He talks quite a bit.
Well, he does. Well, I wouldn't say super talkative. He doesn't start talking until like later.
Well, no, he talks in this scene.
Yeah, he talks.
Yeah, no, I just mean like, you know, like in the first scene, he doesn't say like, he says like,
no, word. Yeah. He basically just saying, I believe he's saying just Wallace, and is he saying go back at this point?
Not yet.
Mm-hmm.
Does he say, you know, you're not Wallace here?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. He says, you know, yeah, so, you're not Wallace.
Yeah, so like, Wendigomon manages to beat up Flame Drummon, so Wallace goes up, and is like, hey, it's me, it's Wallace. And he's just like, wait, no, you're not Wallace, and just goes into another rage.
Mm-hmm. Do we get Galgamon during this sequence?
Yes.
Yeah, we did. Yes. Yeah,
then Tyremon jumps in and is like, I'm gonna fucking, you step away from Wallace. I don't care if you're Chocomon.
Mm-hmm. And we get, this is presumably the first time Tyremon has evolved, because I believe Wallace specifically says, oh, you can do that too.
The fucking evolution sequence is so fucking funny. They a bubble forms around them, and then they like start expanding. So like right before the bubble breaks, you see like just like, fucking Galgamon speech is squished up against the bubble.
Mm-hmm. I actually kind of really dig the way they do the evolutions in this movie.
No, I like it. It's just sometimes you get like a funny shot of Galgamon's face and it looks funny.
I kind of wish they continue doing stuff like this, but it's probably way too expensive to try and fucking animate this.
It's like also did that fucking stock footage. We are going to use it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's really funny that the new guys get those new animations, but for any of the old guys, like, nope, fuck you, stock footage again.
It is really funny, because, like, the stock footage looks good, but, like, it does not look as good as this movie.
No.
It's also really funny for the Armor Evolution specifically, because, you know, in the Digimental sequences, where it's, like, you see the character, like, shout Digimental up?
Mm-hmm.
There's, like, two of those where that shot happens, but they removed the character's, like, portrait saying that because they didn't want you to notice how fucking different the TV versions look from the movie version.
Yeah. They also cut, like, they cut other random parts from certain Digimental sequences. It's really funny. It's just because of, like, it doesn't look as good.
They cut all the 0-1 Digimon bits.
Mm-hmm. They also cut, I think it's specifically for Hawkmon and Armadimon. The part where they show them and the Digimental together and then slamming together to do the evolution.
Yeah,
they cut that.
They just spent the fuck out of their one.
They're just like, we don't have, no. You're not looking at these.
No time.
But yeah, so, I believe, I forget, I think Terriermon says, if only you were a bit smaller. Because Terriermon's talking about flying, because, you know, Vemon's hanging on and flying around, and Terriermon just, man, if only you were a bit smaller, and I was just like...
I love Galgamon, by the way, just like, okay, this Digimon is American, how do we show that? He's got guns for hands and he wears jeans.
Hell yeah, he's got a fucking bandolier on. Let's fucking go.
Also, he's constantly just got a smiley face.
God.
I also just love how, like, kinetic the stuff of Galgamon in specific is, like, the way that, like, he, like, jumps up, he shoots. I love that he uses his gauntlets to just punch the fuck out of Wendigomon sometimes.
Yeah. It's great. Every fucking piece of, like, genuine, like, action animation in this movie looks so insanely good. It is crazy. The weight they're able to, like, kinda display for like certain movements is like genuinely insane.
I genuinely like at least like this and the host of them. I think these are like
Because, you know, like, big saga communities are out there. I think these are, like, very underappreciated in terms of just the, like, animation prowess on display for them.
Yeah, absolutely. I never see people talking about how good these movies look.
Like, I see people, like, praise, like, our war game, but that mostly feels for, like, the, like, aesthetic and less the actual animation.
Yeah, like everyone brings up, like, how the internet looks. No one brings up the really cool sequence where Diaboromon, like, destroys one of the Draymond killers, and in the
and
same sequence,
just punches him in the
where Draymond is, like, rocking his arm back and is still hitting the, like, just fucking decking Diaboromon. Like, no one brings that bit up. You know, it's fucking rad as fuck.
Yeah. Anytime someone talks about really cool bits of animation from Modern Wargame, it's specifically the Omnimon sequence, and that's it. They never bring up anything else. Oh, but yeah, time for an intermission. So, did your guys' rip of the movie have the intermission?
Yes. Okay, so okay. I know why this is this.
Yes. This is really cool, actually.
So, and this is also why our war game was like 40-ish minutes, right? Mm,
45 minutes, yeah.
So, these were part of these, I don't remember, it's the Toei Summer Movie, like,
Film Festival.
Yeah. Where you usually get a bunch of, like, franchise film, like, you know, this is where now, like, Kamen Rider and Super Sentai films.
Especially, all the Super Sentai movies are just 30 minutes long.
And that's why, like Dragon Ball would get its movies there. The older One Piece. But these would be, like, shorter films that they would, like, air back-to-back-to-back. So it'd be, like, lot of, like, 30 to 45-minute movies.
Like, this is so, like, ingrained. A bunch of, like, the Super Sentai ones at the end of the show. There's one Sentai that's like train theme. So at the end, they're all getting back on the train, and then they fucking hear the guy on the intercom go, "Next stop, Kamen Rider."
So, that's usually how these movies work. And again, that's why our war game was only like 45 minutes. That's why the original Digimon movie was like 20 minutes, because it's just these are like franchise short films. They just play in this festival back to back to back, like out ready for the summer, like, and it's like a yearly thing. But I guess just they were like, oh my god, a lot planned for this movie. So this is effectively two of those summer films as one movie.
Yeah, it's over an hour long.
Yeah, so that's why the intermission, because effectively the first summer movie ended and the second summer movie starts in the intermission.
It's really cool. go ahead.
Also really funny, but you know, this ends with them like riding off on Rydramon, and I'm just sitting there like, wait, Daisuke, you had Rydramon the whole... Why were you hitchhiking? You had Rydramon the whole time. What? Yeah. What are you fucking doing?
I think...
But now they're in the middle of fuck off nowhere, so who cares?
I think them getting attacked by Wendigomon was just like, oh, we gotta go.
Yeah, okay, like it's like, alright, let's try not... Like, we can't even try to be incognito. We fucking just have to move.
No more fucking around.
Because admittedly, I kind of forgot that it's technically two movies, so, that's why it has two subtitles.
Oh, yeah, because it's like Hurricane
the first
Touchdown.
Half is Hurricane Touchdown,
and
the second half
measure.
Is the Golden Digimentals.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a little countdown to the end of the intermission, which I was just like, man, we used to be a country.
I miss intermissions in movies so bad.
An hour long movie can have an intermission, like a fucking 3.5 hour bloated mess.
Oh, it sucks.
It's like standard practice in like musicals and plays to have intermissions for the exact reason of going to the bathroom.
It used to be standard practice for movies as well, like.
And it should still be.
It should still be.
Back when movies were shorter.
Dude, fucking sometimes I gotta pee. I can't be watching fucking Avatar creatures sitting around the fucking water for free for 2 hours.
Or like
straight.
Some dude in the sand, like, I don't know, eating worms or some shit.
Yeah, that's what they're doing, dude. I miss intermission. That's the end of that. I miss intermissions.
Yeah, we bring them back. So the first thing we learn is that Chocomon has been trying to see specifically the younger Wallace, because that's how he remembers him. So he's been reversing everyone's time. Which is, you know, because by the way, Wendigomon has control over time. This is never explicitly stated, but in the reference book, this is said. So, the Wendigomon line has like time based powers, which is, you know, insane.
Yeah, don't worry. But, I mean, there's Digimon out there that just go, I control like reality, basically. Yeah. I don't fucking know.
Is I guess it's never been too crazy because, like, obviously his time-based shit is very hyper-specific, like this shit.
Mm-hmm. It's just, it's so funny to be like, yeah, this fucking adult-level Digimon just has time powers. And it's like, man, that seems kind of like an ultimate-level thing, but all right, you do you, I guess.
Yeah, you fucking, you live your best life, you know, fucking.
And then Atmon was like, I'll have some of that. But no, it's literally just Taimon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. Yeah.
So, Wallace finally explains the whole deal with Chocomon to, because I think this is when he tries to sneak away and Daisuke, like, follows him and he's like, what the fuck are you doing alone right now, my guy? So Wallace is finally just like, okay, I'll explain. He explains that Chocomon was his other Digimon partner. And then they bring up the fact that it was 7 years ago that the incident that Chocomon disappeared during, like, happened. Which also means, because Daisuke's like, oh, hey, that's the same day that the original Digidestin, that's the same day as the Odaibid incident. Which means that Wallace was a Digidestin before the original Digidestin. Which is a really interesting tidbit of information that they don't really do anything with. I just thought was kind of neat.
they don't do anything with it, but from what I know about later content, this is an idea they revisit.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Yes.
It is very much an idea they revisit, specifically in O2 content.
they love Digidestin in O2. They just keep making more of them.
I mean, even also, like, there is the Apocalypse reveal where, you know, they're like, yeah, there was an original group of Digidestin before, before you guys. So that it makes sense.
Yeah.
Just, yeah.
Like, it's very, like, funny. Like, that, like, go ahead.
I guess the idea has always been like, oh, fucking people will, like, there's always been people partnering up with Digimon, but nothing like what happened. The 01 kids.
Yeah, that was like the first time, like, they were a proper Digidestined. Or, well, you know, chosen children.
Second time, but you know.
Yeah. It's very funny because that first group from Adventure, like, never gets mentioned ever again, I don't think.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't. Shut up. No, it doesn't. It doesn't, Momo. It never gets mentioned again. God damn it.
Solemnly shaking my head.
So, Daisuke, being the incredibly empathetic guy he is, immediately starts fucking sobbing over the fact that he's realizing that Wallace has been, like, struggling with the idea of having to fight and basically kill his other chosen partner. Like,
and he's like sobbing and it's like uncontrolled. He's inconsolable because he's like, if that means I'll have to kill your best friend. But if I don't, Tai Chi and the others are never come back.
Mm-hmm. He's really
if
struggling.
If I had to fight Vimon.
He's struggling with this intense moral dilemma. And Wallace is like, what? Like,
huh?
This is a problem for me. Like, why are you getting so upset about it? And Taisuke like, almost look, immediately it, perks up.
No, it's like, you immediately perks up when Wallace is like, look, might not have to kill him. That's why I'm going to Summer Memory.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, oh, okay, yay.
Yeah, the moment he says that, Daisuke's like, that's gonna work. It will definitely work.
Yes.
And then Wallace is like, wait, hang on, why am I consoling you about this? What?
And he's like, what was it he says? Are you a simpleton? I am pretty easy to read.
No,
a compliment.
No, he says, like, no, are you a simpleton? And then Daisuke's like, yeah, no, I'm just easy to read. He's like, yeah, that's what I was saying. I'm like, wait. You weren't complimenting me? He's such a fucking idiot. He is such a fucking dipshit. Oh my god. Good.
And while they're on their way back, Wallace is like, I'm gonna get a good look at Miyako's sleeping face. And Daisuke's like, look at my sleeping face instead. And I was like, whoa, Daisuke,
like
Daisuke
really,
Yaoi moment.
Like there's like a really good reaction shot there. Wait, or is that later where his fucking goggles crack?
Yeah, no, that's that moment where he's... Like, you're cracking guy tights, he's fucking goggles over there, stop it!
And so, this is another part where we cut back to the kids inside of, like, the Chocomon dimension. This one is very important, though, because the actual Chocomon, like, little baby Chocomon, is hopping around to each of them, asking for Wallace, and then proclaiming each one of those kids as wrong. They are not.
The child is flawed.
Yeah, so he's proclaiming all the kids are wrong because they are not, in fact, Wallace. They are just other human children. So I think at this point, we just basically get to Summer Memory and we have, like, you know, we have all the sequences of Wallace showing them around and stuff. Actually, I think that was actually before all this. It's like Wallace's old childhood home.
Yeah, I think that's while he, I think that's part of, like, part of, like, yeah. Then
there's, oh yeah, they met back up at some point too. Totally forgot to mention that.
Yeah, no, this is before the bit with Daisuke, I think.
Yeah, yeah, they met back up before, but yeah, that's not really super important.
Yeah, because the entire time, because while they're trying to, like, get answers out of Wallace, he's, like, going around that, like, his old house and seeing, like, flashbacks of him playing with Digimon.
Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, we lead into the sequence where he finally explains everything while they're sleeping. And then, so now we are finally at the Field of Flowers, which is the same one that Wallace used to play with Gummimon and Chocomon in. And almost immediately Wendigomon shows up. And this is when he starts telling Wallace that he wants to go back. And, like, he's saying, go back over and over again. You hear both Wendigomon's voice and Chocomon's voice. They're kind of, like, overlapping. Wallace just eventually is just like, no, like, we can't go back. That's not something we can do. And at that point, Wendigomon fucking snaps.
Starts, like, shaking violently.
Mm-hmm. He starts screaming no and starts, like, thrashing around. And then I believe they start, like, attempting to attack him. And he's just immediately like, nah, fuck this. And evolves into Antilamon. Which I'm realizing we should have done Momo's Digimon of the Week during the intermission. Oops.
But so anyway, while Wendigomon's thrashing around, Momo's Digimon of the Week.
Yeah, yeah, while Wendigomon is having his hissy fit. We're going to talk about Momo's Digimon of the Week. So Momo, tell us about... Yeah, This is
speaking of Wendigomon, this is a Teruimon. So if you're familiar, so you might know that, like, so Wendigomon is like the fucked up dark path of Lopmon or Gummy or Chocomon. But if Chocomon doesn't get all fucked up, you know, there's like the Deva version of Antilamon, and then there's regular Antilamon, and there's, you know, Vice and Virtue Cherubimon. This is your equivalent to Wendigomon.
Fuck this.
What's
thing?
Your problem with this? What's your problem with him?
He's so ugly. Fucking lame compared to Wendigomon.
Yeah, like, this thing,
like,
sucks.
Okay, he's
like,
not that great, but, like, I don't know if he deserves this kind of ire.
I guess I'm just, he's like... All right.
Yeah, he's fine. Like,
I guess I'm just like, why couldn't you just be like a not fucked up Wendigomon?
I feel like you would have to just change every part of Wendigomon's design to not make a not fucked up Wendigomon is the problem.
I just find how much... This looks nothing like Wendigomon, kind of annoying and a bit lame. It just feels so out of place.
I very much dislike Teruyemon's design. Like, it...
Like, I guess, like, on its own, the design is whatever. It's fine. It's kind of cute. But, like, I just think it just... I don't know.
I don't really get the, like, Kung Fu Master vibe to it.
There's also that as well. It's like, I don't know.
I guess you can kind of argue...
kind of trying to parallel Galgamon.
I guess... I think that's what they were going for, because it's like a lean, like, physical fighter type of design as opposed to, like, a chunkier, like, ranged fighter type of design.
But that's not really the aesthetic Cherubimon ends up at, so it's just like, well...
To be fair, Cherubimon also doesn't really end up... Well, I guess, you know, he doesn't, like, Galgamon... Yeah, okay, fair enough, actually, yeah.
Yeah, because, like, Galgamon goes all in on the guns and machine part, and then you go from this to, like, Jester, Angel, Cherub thing.
Yeah. I think they should have leaned into, like, the Jester angle or something.
Yeah, they
also,
definitely,
like,
should have.
To be fair, I mean, yeah, no, I fucking... All right. Because also, like, to be fair, Antilamon also doesn't really lean into the Jester, like, part, like, very well. It's just, like...
At the very least, Antilamon, you know, I can see how you look at Antilamon and you look at Chirubia and you're like, I understand how we get from here to here.
Yeah. I guess you could argue that, like, the Kung Fu, like, because Antilamon's a very, like, physical, like, very definitely, like, a little bit martial artist fighter, so I guess you can kind of see how that goes from here, but it's, like, it definitely makes the line feel a bit weird, like, over the place.
I guess my point is, like, its competition is Wendigomon, and I think that's a much more interesting Digimon.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's competitions like Wendigomon and I guess Galgamon, which is just like,
like, when most instances of like Lopmon lines you see, people use Wendigomon.
Yeah. Like,
it's just like, this is such a, God, I personally actually just did like genuinely dislike this design. I do not think it's a good design. I think it's got way too much going on. I think the colors don't mesh at all. Got the fucking yellow and the red and the purple and the blue and the stupid shoes and the gi doesn't look good and it's weird, like, Western superhero, like, fist thing, like, glove. I don't know. Nothing about this design works for me at all. I really dislike it.
You really kind of started going off on it for no reason there.
I just don't like this design. I really don't like this design at all. I think it's bad.
Is this the first time Momo brought a Digimon to Digimon the Week to just explicitly shit on it? Like,
yes.
I it was last. I couldn't think of anything else. We had like 5-10 minutes.
Fine, it's deserved. So
and it felt
like, when the fuck else are you going to bring this thing up?
Yeah,
like,
true.
It felt appropriate.
Okay. Anyway,
there we go.
Yay!
Yo, Terrymon.
Look at him there.
So yeah, then, like, you know, everyone digivolves and they're going to go all fucking in on Wendigomon and any Digivolves at Antilamon.
And Antilamon proceeds to mop the fucking floor with everyone to the point I believe Daisuke even comments he's just playing with them.
I mean, when you're not only a perfect level, but a Deva tier perfect level.
Yeah.
I mean, the best we got is Galgamon.
It's also like,
we're not doing
how, like, fucking evil Antilamon looks in this, because in like almost every other piece of media, Antilamon is shown to be like very like expressionless, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like I never got evil, I got like profoundly sad more than anything.
I just always, looks so fucking like angry.
I got I actually just got like anguish more, like its eyes are like always like kind of glowing in that way where like it looks like it's about to fucking cry at any moment.
It's,
like,
it's always
also like, you know, got it.
It like Antilamon always like is very slumped over and kind of hunched as like a, which you could read either way as like prepping to attack or really fucking depressed.
I again, it's like the eyes where they're like always in like kind of like they're like glazed or like glowing in that way, but like implies like tears to me.
Hmm. I could see both reads.
I think, like, the coolest part about, like, this fight is, like, I guess, like, because, you know, the music's going off and, like, you know, making, like, it's been, like, really chaotic and weird.
Yes.
But, like, I think, like, you mentioned, like, the stuff about impacts earlier, but with especially with Antilamon, it feels like they almost just cut out all the actual impacts, so everything just feels so, like...
weightless?
No, not weightless, just, like, fucking disorienting. Like, you just see Antilamon swing, then cut. Completely cut past the impact, and then suddenly, like, Flagermon is on the floor.
Mm-hmm. It's God, yeah. Just Antilamon, especially like the way they animate Antilamon is so fucking cool. They make it seem so like limber and quick, and just like really fucking powerful. It's God, I fucking love this entire sequence. It is
also
definitely elevated by the insane people music in the background.
Also,
this is one where the elevator music is also like for fucking effect.
Also, shout out to the bit where where Galgamon's about to fucking take a swing and take a shot at Antilamon, and Antilamon just like dashes up right at him, grabs him by the head, and like skips him across the water like he's a pebble.
Mm-hmm. I think that's actually the last thing that happens, right? Because at that point, Antilamon like kind of hovers down to the water, and everyone is just like, "Okay, this is weird. What is it doing now?" And oh boy. So, Antilamon,
oh, what
like,
the fuck? He's already an ultimate? We're like champions over here. What the hell?
So, I really want to like talk about the evolution sequence for Cherubimon, because it's like one of the coolest things I think they've ever done, where Antilamon just like slips into the water surface, and it's like, you know, it's the water is not rippling at all. He's so smoothly slipping into it that there's just no motion in the water until the ears go under, and then there's a very small ripple, and there's just total fucking silence until like there's the single ripple throughout the water, and then like the palette of all the backgrounds like inverts, and then like the fucking Shurbimon vice like rises out of the water. It's so fucking cool. It's so cool. Oh, it's one of the coolest fucking things I've ever seen. So there's the I think Miyako refers to it as like a black snow.
Yeah.
It's like all the little spheres. And everyone just gets devolved down to a rookie. I think even most of them go down in training, actually.
Yeah, but then yeah, they like bounce like, out of frame and go into
And they go like down to like child form and then like the baby form and then go back into child form.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like I think it's supposed to imply that like Julian's like actively degrading them, and it's like, you know, like it's so over effect time kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. He then proceeds to like create a sphere in his hand, which draws all four of the Digimon into it, and then just starts juggling them, like literally juggling them.
Yep.
It's
Poor fucking Armadimon, he doesn't deserve this.
Yeah.
Correct.
Getting rinsed.
I've been getting juggled, Doug, yeah.
I'm getting rinsed, Doug, yeah.
Oh, yeah, so, I think this was, so, right before they Digimon and Cherubimon, all three, like, surround, all three of the Digimon surround that one, they all have, like, a little quote.
Mm-hmm.
And then, at the end, Armadimon's like, I'm here too, or something like that.
Yeah.
And then the Yaku goes, oh, they're so cool. And then Yuri just goes, Digimon said was kind of plain though. And then Yaku goes, kind of like you.
Yeah.
And then there's this quick like 1 second shot of Yuri just looking kind of annoyed. He just goes,
very funny. Takes after him. So everyone basically like. Okay, if I remember correctly, at this point, Takeru Hinkari finally fucking show up.
Yeah! Yeah, finally! It's finally him! Mr. Not appearing in this film!
Holy shit. And they, like, proceed to cut off Churimon's arms.
Hey, he gets, like, cut to bit. Also, yeah, it's Angelmon and Angelmon are here.
Yeah. So... A very interesting thing, I think. The insides of... Because Cherubimon is constantly, like, opening his mouth and, like, getting cut apart. And, like, the insides of him are this, quite frankly, disgusting, undulating, blue-pink-purple mass. It is so fucking off-putting. Like, truly, truly awful.
We're not in Kansas anymore.
Now Churimon is basically just like beating the ever loving shit out of everybody. If I remember correctly, they do the Digimentals, and then after that is when they start getting de-aged.
You're skipping over a couple, but like,
am I?
Yeah, no.
Also, well, no,
they
also
like then they just go. Then fucking Angelmon and Angelmon go, well, I guess we just have to go to Ultimate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Specifically, they're just like, we have to Digivolve to Ultimate. Make it happen. And they're just like, okay.
And then I think this is like the first time you ever see Holy Dramon and Meg and Seraphimon.
Yep, they're just here.
And Takeru just goes, damn, I can't. Basically just goes, fuck, man, I didn't think that would work.
Didn't know you had your juice in you.
I didn't.
Thanks to Bridget, we have.
Sorry, not a fear.
Film.
Oh, he's done his fucking movie! Hikari and fucking Takeru get fucked over yet again!
Yeah, they just fell out of the movie for a while. Yeah, so, Seraphimon and Holy Dramon are here, and, they use their abilities to make the Digimentals?
I guess. Because it's like, they show up, and they just immediately get deleted by Cherubimon, but they're like, here, we go. We got the Digimentals for you. Do the actual thing now, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically like a callback to like when they helped make Org Greymon and Metal Gurumon.
Yeah.
I think they refer to both of them as the Digimental of Miracles, even though I'm pretty sure Wallace's has a different name.
I think I remember them saying Hope and Miracles.
No, it was the sub. I mean, it might have been the sub issue because it might not. Ours also said just the Digimental Miracles.
Interesting. Because, yeah, I know, because Hope would have been the fucking Pegasmon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't remember what's the other one, Light?
That's Ikari's.
That's Ikari's.
What the fuck is it? I don't remember the other one.
I'm trying to remember. It's hold on, let me fucking look it up. Fate. The other one is Fate. Okay, so it's the Digimental of Miracles and the Digimental of Fate. There we go. Yeah, those are created, and then we get the really fucking sick evolution sequences into Magnamon and Rapidmon Gold.
Hey, that Magnamon sequence looks familiar.
Yeah, weird.
I wonder what that is.
Also, whoever mentioned the fact that the shot of him like from the back turning around was also from the movie was correct. They did in fact just reuse that. Yeah, they in fact just reused that and changed the background. Very funny.
Although it's funny, I don't think they don't ever refer to they aren't ever named in the movie.
Yeah, no, they're not called Magnamon or Rapidmon. They just do the evolution sequences and they're here. We immediately get I forget what Rapidmon's move is called.
Well, it's not Extreme Jihad, so there's just that.
He does do Extreme Jihad, though. It looks crazy in this movie.
It looks so cool. God, Magnamon is so fucking cool. Rapidmon's neat, too.
Yes.
I'll look it up, but like Rapidmon like fires off missiles right into Cherubimon's head.
And then missiles have little... missiles have like angry... dog faces on them.
Yep. Yeah, like Momo said, the missiles hit his head, and then his head is gone. They literally destroy Trubimon's head instantly. And then Magnamon uses the Extreme Jihad to just fucking like cut him to ribbons. And I was like, yay, we did it! And then Trubimon proceeds to
reform.
Yeah, or reform, grab them, and eat them.
Yum yum.
They get ate.
What do you mean they ate them?
Shame too. Magnamon's really fucking cool.
That move, Rapid Fire. He has another move called Golden Triangle.
Oh, okay.
Triangle. He was firing. That was fucking. That's for sure.
Yeah. At this point, once the two armors get like stuck in Shrubimon's tummy, everyone
starts freaking out.
Yeah, they're all, like, losing their minds. This is when they start de-aging, because Turbimon's weird time stuff is starting to affect them as well. And everyone's getting really hurt, and this is, like, this scene is, like, oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Ooh, this scene's rough in, like, the emotional sense.
Like, I think the bit, just trying to hold back Kyoromon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's trying to bandage him up, but he's like, oh, let me go back in.
Let me at him. Let me at him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, you've done enough. Stop it.
Mm, they're like Rappy fucking Brian. Sobbing. Like, Yori is just standing there sobbing because he's probably what?
Yeah, Yori. He's
like, probably like 1 year old at this point. Like,
speak anymore.
Yeah, like, he's got rough.
Yeah. And, like, Daisuke just starts running at Trubimon. He's like, he's about to fucking fist fight this Digimon.
It's like, I'll do it. I'll fucking do it.
But, it is like they're, like, them crying and shouting that, kind of gets through to Magnamon and Rapidmon, who are in there. And, they find Wendigomon inside of Trubimon.
Like, the real. Yeah, because I forgot to mention this. Like, when they're confronting. And Tiamat and Cherubimon. There's a point where Wallace basically like, no, you're not actually Chocomon. Give back my friend.
Hikari also says the same thing because she looks at Cherubimon.
I can't feel anything from it anymore.
Yeah, she specifically says the line, "This was not the Digimon I heard crying."
Mm. Yeah, at this point, like whatever substance or thing took Chocomon and took it over has, like, assumed full control at this point.
I mean, if you want to, like, just catch me on that, I guess I just kind of take it as, like, just the fucking just grief of Chocomon just manifesting.
I think it is, again, this is me knowing, like, not knowing everything. I was even knowing enough about Zero Two's production. Like, I assume that this was meant to be, like,
a dark ocean thing.
Dark ocean mist or something that, like, took advantage of Wendigo's mom's grief and just fucking abused it, but, like used it to fuel itself into whatever this is.
Mm-hmm.
I actually really want to talk, like, this is a good moment to talk about, like, because I was, like, thinking for a while, like, what's the theme here of this movie, right? Like, what are we going for? And I think it is, like, I mean, they say it stated pretty explicitly near the end where it's, like, it's about the idea of, like, protecting those you care about. Mm-hmm. And specifically, like, even the ways in which you can, like, have those feelings wrong, I guess?
Yeah.
Where, obviously, like, Chocomon has a very warped perception of trying to protect Wallace because it's like he's trying to, like, effectively, like, find, like, the younger Wallace, the aging people, the potentially the aging Wallace, because, like, no, this is what's, like, the Wallace I know, so this is the Wallace I gotta protect. And Wallace actually has, like ends up, like, prolonging and making Chocomon suffering worse because he has this, like, warped perception of trying to protect Chocomon by not fighting him, even though, like, it's a, like...
And it also ends up getting other people hurt.
Yeah, and it ends up getting other people hurt. The only one of the... I mean, all the Zero Two guys, like, have their fucking, like... They have their priorities on that pretty straight, which is, like, actually, I really like that they... It's not them who have the arc, but they, like, help Wallace's arc. I think that's a good way to make a summer movie that isn't impactful to the main story work by having the main cast to, like, help the new guy's arc. I like the way that Terriermon is, like, the only one who kind of has the right idea of, like, no matter what, like, Wallace is the priority. Wallace is the one I protect. And I also really this ending really works because it's like Wendigomon, like, the one time, like, Wendigomon gets to, like, protect Wallace in a way that, like, actually works. Yeah,
he's just like, he, like, grips his, like, chest and is, like, pointing at his heart.
And it's like, I always think of it as like kill me so you could protect him.
Sorry to bring up the dub, because I remember, like, in case it wasn't obvious, I think the dub literally says that.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's telling us to take him out.
Yeah, the dub, of course, is, you know, not allowed to be subtle in any way, shape, or form. But we can't talk about it too much.
Yeah, not yet.
Getting close.
There's, like, all I'm gonna say is that there's one bit in that this final battle that they used for something else that when I remembered had me fucking furious.
Don't worry about it. We'll talk about it later.
I know.
No.
I'm just saying that. That's all.
But yeah, so, like, yeah, definitely themes of, like, protecting someone, what that means. A little bit of, like, accepting change, I guess. Because,
you know,
Wendigomon's whole thing is, like, not wanting, like, the current Wallace because he's different. That's bad.
He's older. He doesn't live where they used to. He's, like, a New York City boy now. And Wallace mm-hmm. is like, no, that's how it goes.
Yeah, that's how things happen. Like, we cannot, like, Wallace literally says we can't go back at a point.
Yeah.
Time when it passes, am I right?
Yeah. I mean, I guess, you know, prescient thing to have in a movie for a sequel series, I guess.
Yeah. So, Rabidmon and Magnamon proceed to destroy the internal Wendigomon, which is acting as, like, the heart, essentially. And Cherubimon on the outside proceeds to convulse and, like, grip its head and starts, like, puking it's, blood, basically.
Although it's really good because right as he's about, like, right as this act, as they're doing that inside, like, Daisuke still charges into Cherubimon and Cherubimon just about to fucking crush him in his hand.
Yep. And then Cherubimon, it is. Like, from the outside, he's, like, you know, the evil Truvimon, and there's a flash of light, and he's just instantly the virtue. Instantly virtue Truvimon.
He has this big goofy smile on his face.
I love virtue Truvimon.
He's so cute.
It looks like that fucking Chansey from the fucking web show.
Yeah!
The Pokemon web show.
Looks like fucking Pokemon Generations Chansey. His big old goofy grin. And then he proceeds to fade away.
Fucking die.
So, obviously, the circumstances behind Chocomon's death are different. However, he died in the real world, so he should technically be permanently dead, but...
I don't, because... So here's how I took that.
Yeah.
The writer for these movies just works on these movies. She's not involved in, like, the main script that's out of episode 21 of Adventure. She probably just didn't know that fucking detail. She probably didn't know the whole detail. Like, it has to be the digital world where that happens.
I'm also willing to make the concession that, like, the circumstances around this were very unique. They technically weren't even in the real world when he died.
Yeah, they were in the inverted color dimension, which, like, at one point might have just been the dark ocean as well, because the way they describe it.
Yeah, someone says, this is, I think Akari goes, no, this isn't the digital world, this is, like, something else entirely.
Which is how she described the dark ocean as well, so it's like, maybe that was meant to be that at some point, but again, fucking... Zero Two moment happens.
And then, so yeah, we get the... I don't think anything... Like, they really just all say goodbye.
There's a really good bit, like, right before, at the end of the scene, where, like, you know, just, like, they don't see Gummimon, they don't see Terriermon or Mon. Then they come flying back in again.
Yeah.
And then, I think, like, and then Terriermon is crying, but he says, like, you know how Chocomon was always crying? Right there, he was smiling.
Yeah, so they're all saying their goodbyes on what is probably the Brooklyn Bridge. It might be the Verrazano. No, it's definitely not the Verrazano. It's probably the Brooklyn Bridge. Wallace decides that it's definitely okay to just walk up and kiss two girls on the cheek without expressing any kind of permission. So, you know, you can't do that, Wallace. That's not cool. You can't be fucking
don't call them bitches, bro.
You can't be doing that, white baby.
Quite literally. And, of course, Daisuke gets very mad, and, you know, Wallace sees them off, and then the credits basically just roll at that point. They also confirm that all the Digidestined are back where they were. They're okay now.
Yeah, just a quick level. Yeah, they're fine.
They got better.
I assumed the people in the train were also fine. We didn't really check on them. We're just assuming that's okay. We're just gonna assume it's all okay and move on.
Don't worry about it. It's fine, they were American, they didn't matter.
You
can't just say that. Come on.
Being
an American citizen does not just immediately make you ontologically evil. Because if so,
it is really funny though. I think after the thing with the happens to Hikari and Takara on the train, it's up like they email the others, and they're like, "Our train got shut down, so we're getting a bus instead."
They just don't even mention the fact that everyone disappeared. It's just like, train got stopped. Don't worry about it. We're taking the bus.
Nothing else happened there. Train just got stopped. It was weird.
Yeah. Freaky. Yeah. Anyway.
Ignore the police sirens behind us. We gotta go.
Yeah. That's the movie. And then at the end of the credits, we get that really, really weird image of Wallace and Terriermon and Lopmon.
I assume that's meant to be, oh, look, Lopmon's back. Yay.
Oh, I'm just realizing that's the only Lopmon we see in the movie.
Yep.
I forgot it was with Chocomon, and then we...
See you in Tamers!
Wendigo. See you in Tamers.
My only assumption is maybe that was like some like tease, like one of the first image teasers of the movie. It gave me a very similar vibe to that that first teaser image for the beginning.
Yes.
For the Chocomon and Bluey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was definitely concept art for them, or like a key art image.
I don't even, like, I haven't seen the beginning, obviously. I'm getting this sense that movie actually takes a lot of cues from this one.
Oh, you know. Don't worry about it.
Anyway, how'd you feel about the movie?
Fuck, man, this movie is so good! I hadn't seen this movie, like, properly in quite a while. I might like it more than our war game. I think the vibes of this movie are so interesting. It's like, It's a shame a lot of the stuff in it doesn't get to get followed up on because of the general production issues with O2, but man, this movie is cool.
Hmm. Leon? Leon, you can go first.
I like the animation. I look at all the fight scenes and I go, ooh, I want to eat that.
Sorry, that had a very similar vibe to Love the Water in this game.
No!
I mean, that, like...
I'm that kind of person, though. Like, for real.
This movie is gorgeous. Like... If someone told me this was their favorite Digimon movie based entirely on how good it looks alone, I'd be like, yeah, no, I can't even fault you for that.
So you already know I'm a bit of a zero like.
Yes.
And this is basically zero two at some of its absolute best.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's just, you know, it's a cool, interesting story. It's got like all the original characters are fun. It's got like that really unique soundtrack and it looks fucking gorgeous. Basically the bad batch you can do with an hour of runtime.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh me? Hi. Yeah. I'm the bitch with the most contentious Zero Two opinions on this show.
True.
So this one's gonna be interesting. This is a weird one. I think like having this is again, this is like the closest I've watched like this movie and then also the Hosoda films, like the original version. Like back to back. I definitely would say that it's actually funny how this is going to mirror something I said in the fucking April Fool's podcast. This movie is definitely like even more so than our Summer Wars, way less tight than those previous two movies. There is like I would consider like the two hosts of the films to just be completely perfect in like the way that they are like scripted, the way that like every fucking scene like feels like it either leads to something or is just. Like, it, the way it all flows together. And this movie is a lot messier. But I think it's a little cooler than those two. It's so weird. Like I could look at those two movies. These are fucking perfect. Everything these hit different is, like, incredible. This is, like, there's a bunch of kind of weird plot points that don't get followed up on. You don't even really know who the villain is. There's like a couple of weird dialogue bits here and there. Hikari and Takaru completely fall out of the plot. Like you can kind of bring all that up, but I'm like, yeah, but the movie's like cool though. I think like what it does hit on with Wallace is really cool. I really like Daisuke in this movie. It's actually funny. This movie kind of is like a prequel to how the Daisuke Ken dynamic almost. Yeah. It's gonna end up working out the second half of that show. I really just like the energy that the director was just like fucking where he's gonna throw a bunch of visual like elements and styles and stuff in here and just because I fucking want to. I think the movie thematically comes together pretty solidly. Watching this again, I don't know if I'd like it more than like you know, the original adventure movie and our war game, but it's, like, about on the same for me, personally. Mm-hmm. They're, like... Because, like, there's things I have more wrong with this one, but there's also a lot of things I think are kind of cooler than the host of the films.
Mm-hmm.
For what it's worth, this is this is the best piece of Zero Two content by a mile. Excluding the beginning, haven't seen it, but, like, of the original run... This is the coolest piece. This is the best piece of Zero Two content, and frankly, I don't think it's close. I really like this movie.
Yeah, probably. Like, this is really is just like O2 at its best.
Yeah, no, like some weird shit, but overall, this is a fucking good ass movie. I really like it. It is my favorite bit about Zero Two, just from the original run by a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Magnumon is so fucked.
You know what I actually have to do after watching this movie?
But
I need to go ahead and redo my top 12 Digimon thing. Because Cherubimon mm-hmm. should be in there.
Yeah, that's...
Do you always just forget, oh right, it's a jester.
It's not even the fact that I forget it's a jester. I just like, it's so like, it doesn't like... It doesn't
okay, but Virtue or Vice...
That I'm probably a vice.
Well, I always like I Vice is cool as fuck, but I always I love the vibes on Virtue. I love Virtue.
Virtue's silly face, but I think I like Vice more.
I love the Stitch mouth on Vice. It really does a lot. Vice's vibes are terrible, and that's what's good about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, does anyone have any actual closing wrap-up thoughts before I hit the stop recording button?
Paradise Punch fucking sucks!
Thank you for watching the Digiverse Divecast. So, yeah, there were two movie episodes in a row. Sorry. It's fine. We're back to the normal show during the next session. So, we're back on track to our usual stuff. But not really much to say after the episode this time around. Just the usual, thanks for watching. Keep telling your friends. Keep supporting us the way you have been. And I'll see you next time.